Welcome back to the Matrix. Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around. What do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. You have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inured, so hopelessly dependent on the system that they will fight to protect it. Interesting. So Bonhoeffer, stupidity. Bonhoeffer wrote in his letters and papers from prison, he was the committed individual in the analogy of, you know, serious and committed. He knew he probably wasn't going to make it out alive. Upon closer observation, it becomes apparent that every strong upsurge of power in the public sphere, be it of a political or religious nature, infects a large part of humankind with stupidity. The power of the one needs the stupidity of the other. The process at work here is not that particular human capacities, for instance, the intellect, suddenly atrophy or fail. Instead, it seems that under the overwhelming impact of rising power, humans are deprived of their inner independence and more or less consciously give up establishing an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances. Is this happening? It's not that human capacities, particular human capacities, fail, for instance, intellect, suddenly atrophy or fail. Instead, it seems that under the overwhelming impact of rising power, listen to the experts. Why are you listening to a college dropout then, who's not a doctor, epidemiologist, virologist? Why is he being interviewed by Trevor Noah and Dax Shepard and TED Talk after TED Talk and CNN Town Hall after CNN Town Hall? Why is that happening? Why is a doctor, Sanjay Gupta, listening to this college dropout? Why do you suppose that is? By the way, this guy, his combination of organizations, just the Gates Foundation and Gavi alone, which is a Gates construct, and these outlets, you know, where the numbers are coming from, places like IHME is literally a Gates construct. Chris Murray is literally a Gates construct. I've talked about how, you know, he created those, but I've talked about how the Gates Foundation since 2006 has given more than $400 million to the Imperial College London, where Neil, you know, Professor Lockdown Ferguson has been doing his modeling, wink, wink, including the $79 million grant you can still find on GatesFoundation.whatever back in March, right? For malaria research. Mm-hmm. Sure. Which is a curious coincidence of timing as far as I'm concerned, because that's when Ferguson's model came out that we all, you know, run, hide, be afraid, be very afraid. Yeah. Julie says he's just what we called in the 60s and 70s the pusher man. Exactly. So what is happening? Why, if we're supposed to listen to the experts, then why aren't we listening to the hundreds and hundreds of people who have put their careers on the line to say, this doesn't make sense. Actually, this is wrong. If we're listening to the experts, they suddenly are not experts? What, just because they have a differing opinion and view? If we're going to listen to the experts, then let's listen to them. If we're going to listen to the experts, then why are we even hearing from a college dropout, for heaven's sake? Suddenly college dropouts who are not doctors are experts? Well, he gives a lot of money. Yes, he does. And his organizations, just the Gates Foundation and Gavi alone, contribute more than all other organizations, including the United States government. The Gates Foundation alone contributes more than just about all other people talking about China. China? What? No. Come on. Stop with the foolishness. Just go look at the numbers. How much does China contribute to the World Health Organization? How much does the Gates Foundation contribute? What did Bill Gates say about vaccines at the 2019 World Economic Forum in that Squawk Box interview? Obscenely profitable. That's what he said. I mean, he didn't use those words, but, you know, a 20-fold increase. 20-fold return is what he said. That's obscenely profitable. When you compare that, I mean, where else do you get a 20-fold guaranteed return? Well, how can you say it's guaranteed? Because you have governments involved, and you're basically mandating that people buy and take this product. So Bonhoeffer wrote, instead, it seems that under the overwhelming impact of rising power, humans are deprived of their inner independence and more or less consciously give up establishing an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances. I think that's the key, establishing an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances. And it's just this impelling force. How can you say that? It's just everyone gets swept up in the upsurge of power, the strong upsurge of power, and the corresponding stupidity. Bonhoeffer wrote, the fact that the stupid person is often stubborn must not blind us to the fact that he is not independent. In conversation with him, one virtually feels that one is dealing not at all with him as a person, but with slogans, catchwords, and the like that have taken possession of him. Mask it or casket. What does that even mean? It sounds juvenile. You're trivializing something with pithy slogans. I thought this was, you know, serious. By the way, how many people have died in your county, mask it or casket person? Oh, you don't know? I guess it's not as serious as you try to make it out to be, because you are not independent. In conversation with you, one virtually feels that one is not dealing with you as a person, but with slogans, catchwords, and the like that have taken possession of you. As Bonhoeffer wrote, he is under a spell, blinded, misused, and abused in his very being. Having thus become a mindless tool, the stupid person will also be capable of any evil, masking 5-year-old children, torture, child abuse. That's what it is. Healthy children should not be tortured and abused, but we're normalizing child abuse and torture now. Well, what am I going to do? Junior has to go to school. Really? I go back to the conversation Lauren in Ohio and I were having the other day, and, you know, her point about accountability, I would just kind of summarize it that way, and my echoing of that sentiment from Romans 14:12. So then each of one of us will give an account of himself to God. There will be no socialism at that account. He is under a spell, blinded, misused, and abused in his very being. Having thus become a mindless tool, the stupid person will also be capable of any evil and at the same time incapable of seeing that it is evil. This is where the danger of diabolical misuse lurks, for it is this that can once and for all destroy human beings. You know, we've talked about the wall. We've had some wall concepts. Historically, building a wall around the city is something that you do for defense. But, you know, I keep coming back to, for example, Abraham Lincoln's Lyceum Address, where he said that if danger ever reach us, it must spring up amongst us, it cannot come from abroad. If destruction be our lot, we must ourselves be its author and finisher. As a nation of free men, we must live through all time or die by suicide. I've talked about the asymmetry of BS. And Brandolini's law, basically, the amount of energy needed to refute BS is an order of magnitude greater than to produce it. And so maybe in talking about this stuff, maybe a better way to couch that is the story of Sanballat and Tobiah in relation to Nehemiah. And if you're familiar with the story, speaking of building the wall, literal wall, Sanballat and Tobiah are going to invent every lie possible and try to do whatever they can to disrupt Nehemiah's effort to rebuild the wall, to defend the city, or to protect it. And, you know, the Bible has a lot of, this is not in defense of Donald Trump or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. It's more metaphorical, if anything. And we have already lost the walls. We have already been infiltrated. You know, there's that quote that is misattributed, I would say, to Cicero about the traitor. And a nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he is known and carries his banner openly. But the traitor moves amongst those within the gates freely. I don't know about you, but I hear these people on the radio. Their ads are running continually. You know, one of them is Steve Bullock. You want to know what I'll do as senator? Just look what I've done as governor. What, helped your buddies? Been a sycophant to power? Yeah, I suppose we can count on that. The traitor moves amongst us. The traitor moves amongst those within the gate freely. His sly whispers rustling through all the alleys, heard in the very halls of government itself. For the traitor appears not a traitor. Of course not. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, which reminds me of Steve Bullock trying to speak in a folksy, golly shucks sort of way. It's just insulting. Makes my skin crawl. I really start sweating when I have to listen to him talk. The traitor appears not a traitor. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims. You hear Hillary Clinton do that kind of stuff, for example, you know, and others. It's ridiculous. It's insulting. He speaks in accents familiar to his victims, and he wears their face in their arguments. He appeals to the baseness that lies deep in the hearts of all men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of the city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. That's what the kind of metaphorical walls coming down that I'm talking about. A murderer is less to be feared. The traitor is the carrier of the plague. You have unbarred the gates of Rome to him. So it seems we're there. And as the story goes, people vetting that quote misattributed to Cicero have traced it back to Taylor Caldwell in her novel based on the life of Cicero, A Pillar of Iron, published back in 1965. Anyway, to couch the asymmetry of BS in different terms, the story of Sanballat and Tobiah. And if you're not familiar, the little brief explainer animated video from Superbook, you can find this on YouTube under the title Sanballat, Tobiah, Question, Nehemiah. Go ahead, please.
Go! God has let me return here to Jerusalem, just as he has let your tribes return. Come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
You know very well what trouble we are in.
Governor Sanballat.
What is it, Geshem?
Nehemiah is stirring up the people, saying they can rebuild the wall of Jerusalem.
I know. He gave me this letter from the king, granting him safe passage. It even says we're to give him the timber for this crazy idea.
If he succeeds, we will lose control of the city.
Destroyed by fire. Let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem and end this disgrace.
What are you doing? Are you rebelling against the king?
The God of heaven will give us success. As God's servants, we will start building. But you will have no share, right, or claim in Jerusalem.
I promise you, Tobiah, Nehemiah will never complete this task. I will see to it.
If you're not familiar, the book of Nehemiah is a short book, 13 chapters. And this is an interesting story. These are interesting times. You know, you read in the second chapter, for example. I mean, it's a scary time when the king could have you executed, beheaded, because of a look. Literally. So chapter 2 begins, and it came about in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine, this is Nehemiah, and gave it to the king. Now, I had not been sad in his presence. So the king said to me, "Why is your face sad, though you are not sick? This is nothing but sadness of heart." And Nehemiah writes, "Then I was very much afraid." Why? Because he could be beheaded for looking sad in front of the king. Can you imagine? Terrifying. So what happened? Well, I guess we'll talk about that when we come back. Stick around. Be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Us all into that, you know, normalizing rape culture. You've read the end of the Bible, Chris, right? What I mean, it's inevitable, right? It doesn't mean you lay down and normalize the victimization of children. I mean, my goodness. I mean, really? You hold the line. Establishing an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances, as Bonhoeffer put it. Does that sound threatening or forceful? No. To me, it sounds steadfast and resolute. Kind of, you know, steadfast and resoluteness, so to speak, of, I don't know, Ephesians 6, perhaps? There is nothing to the rear, it seems. There's frontal armor. And there is that verse, what is it? Isaiah. Which one is it? I think it's Isaiah 58. Isaiah 58, is that it? 52 or 58? Isaiah 58, 8. Then your light will break out like the dawn, and your recovery will speedily spring forth, and your righteousness will go before you. The glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. No, not that one. Isaiah 52:12. You will not go out in haste, nor will you go as fugitives, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. There you go. I mean, if that doesn't say it all, he's going to go before you and be your rear guard. That's pretty good insulation, I would say. That's pretty good defense. So holding the line in that fashion, and, you know, Sanballat and Tobiah real quick, and then we'll go to the phones. So Nehemiah says, you know, I took wine to the king. The king said to me, "Why is your face sad? Though you are not sick, this is nothing but sadness of heart." Then I was very much afraid, Nehemiah said. I said to the king, "Let the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies desolate and its gates have been consumed by fire?" This is back when people used to have honest conversations, even, you know, in the midst of the presence of evil or whatever. Then the king said to me, "What would you request?" So I prayed to the God of heaven. I said to the king, "If it pleased the king," and so he prays. I mean, how quick was that prayer? I call Nehemiah's prayers throughout the book of Nehemiah popcorn prayers, because he's just praying quickly, obviously, for intervention. And the Holy Spirit, as we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, for example, and other places, is better at that kind of stuff than we are, obviously. And that's an understatement. But, you know, he prays and then he gets back to work. So he says, you know, I prayed to the God of heaven. I said to the king, "If it pleased the king, and if your servant has found favor before you, send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it." Then the king said to me, the queen sitting beside him, "How long will your journey be, and when will you return?" So anyway, this exchange actually happens. And the next thing you know, Sanballat and Tobiah show up. And in verse 19 of chapter 2, you read, "But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the Ammonite official and Geshem the Arab heard it, they mocked us and despised us and said, 'What is this thing you are doing? Are you rebelling against the king?' So I answered them and said to them, 'The God of heaven will give us success. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. But you have no portion, right, or memorial in Jerusalem.'" Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. "Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said." Juliet Hordick. "I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show, Radical Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill."
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Back. The mainstream establishment media is categorized, I would say, predominantly, if not almost entirely or exclusively, of voices similar to Sanballat and Tobiah. It's not just ridicule, it's sowing seeds of discord, using lies and distortion and so forth to disrupt. I don't think it's a coincidence that things that tie directly back to the founding of this country have been attacked. You know, I've talked about John Adams talking about the colonists praying. John Adams saying in his letter, particularly to Hezekiah Niles, February 13, 1818, that the colonists were praying for the king and all in authority under him until they realized, oh my goodness, these people are trying to harm us. And then they started praying for the colonial governments. Why were churches attacked? Is, you know, COVID-19 religious in nature? That's weird. People can't even gather in a parking lot in their own separate vehicles, socially distanced, and listen to the pastor preach in the parking lot. What's wrong with that? Why would you ever attack something like that? You know, you have watchmen, you have people trying to maintain or, you know, establish and maintain an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances. Again, I could use, you know, a colorful euphemism, but I won't. What do we do when there's no watchmen left? What happens then? All right, so just to conclude and then to the phones, you know, Nehemiah writes in chapter 4, verse 8, all of them conspired together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to cause a disturbance in it. But we prayed to our God, and because of them, we set up a guard against them day and night. Verse 10 reads, thus in Judah it was said, the strength of the burden bearers is failing. Yet there is much rubbish, and we ourselves are unable to rebuild the wall. Our enemies said, they will not know or see until we come upon them, kill them, and put a stop to the work. It came about when the Jews who lived near them came and told us 10 times, they will come up against us from every place where you may turn. Then I stationed men in the lowest parts of the space behind the wall, the exposed places, and I stationed the people in families with their swords, spears, and bows. When I saw their fear, I rose and spoke to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of them. the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your houses. It happened when our enemies heard that it was known to us and that God had frustrated their plan. Then all of us returned to the wall, each one to his work. And sort of emblematic, I think, of the whole chapter. And Nehemiah just keeps praying and getting back to work, praying and getting back to work. Praying like it depends on God and working like it depends on him, as some people say. So last thing I'll say, I mentioned Psalm 119 earlier this week. I think, you know, if you had to pick one chapter in the Bible, that wouldn't be a bad one to pick. And this kind of says it all, I think. Oh, how I love your law. This is verse 97 and following. It is my meditation all the day. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. All meditation is not created equal, by the way. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way, that I may keep your word. I have not turned aside from your ordinances, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste. Yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. To the phones, Mike in Kentucky. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, I was listening to part of what you said, and I heard you say something about fear of being beheaded. You're talking about the prophet coming before the king.
Nehemiah.
Nehemiah would risk being beheaded if he brought the king's mood low or something. Is that what the situation
basically
was?
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, today we risk, you know, chemical lobotomy if you dare not to go along with all the COVID restrictions. I just saw the Corbett report talking about that, about how they're trying to label people with opposition defiance disorder or some kind of sociopathy. Mm-hmm. If you don't go along with everything the government says, only sociopaths and reject the new normal.
Many of us have talked about that for months and said this is where it's headed, and now we're seeing it. And so does that mean that we're psychic or have magical powers or just sort of paying attention?
Seems to me like there's a Jewish cultural story or tradition, I don't know if it's in the Old Testament, the concept that you can be educated to the point of prophecy, or at least appearing to have it. I mean, I've been a fan of science fiction because I kind of grew up in the day when you ask a young boy what he wanted to be, it was either president or an astronaut, you know, or pilot or something like that. So science fiction was around, and I even had phase elective science fiction in high school as a sophomore English elective, and so for a time I was with the science fiction book club or whatever. So it a lot of people that do that, I'm sure they're, what would you say, futurologists or whatever, in a lot of Hollywood's movies.
Well,
they pay good money for their consultants.
The writing's been on the wall, I think, for anybody who's paying attention. I mean, last month, almost to the day, I mentioned the Inverse article, social distancing rule breakers are defined by three personality traits. And there was also the corresponding Newsweek article around the same time talking about the same thing. You know, people who, narcissists and psychopaths are more likely to refuse, more likely to refuse to wear masks, says new research. You know, so they've been, and then of course they had the video of the guy in the market, you know, man refuses to wear a mask in Native American reservation store. So this is like layers of subjugation. You know, we're taking a subjugated population and trying to coerce and inure another population with this ridiculous psyop of a video, guy pulling a shirt up over his face, you know, no, I have a mask, showing his fat gut, and it's just embarrassing and ridiculous.
Well, it's probably about as effective as most of the bandanas and stuff people are wearing anyway, but I'm sure that's and we're experiencing a weird power outage right now, so I started listening to you because I still have some Wi-Fi and a laptop battery, but I'm here, of course, in the town of Kim Davis, who our state legislature failed miserably, unlike other clerks in other parts of the country, where our founding documents in Section 10, I think, of the only constitutions that Kentucky has on file in the archives, says you have a right to the conscience, and there you can't force people to bow down to a black obelisk or something like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that is against mm-hmm. their conscience. So yeah. The idolatry of the idea that you cannot control your sexuality and must therefore be granted a marriage license, again, a privilege granted by the state, that has to be, you can't go against that, right? You have to have the go along with the hive mind and accept whatever you're told is true and correct by the state. So this Kim Davis and about four other clerks, by the way, in Kentucky, said that it violated their conscience to put their name on a homosexual marriage license. And so the state could have done like other states and allowed for the license to be issued or paid for without the clerk's name on it or their signature or endorsement. Because literally she's endorsing that. And I think she'd worked in the office for a couple of maybe 20 years, and the clerk that retired basically handed it off to her. But now a lot of, you know, legislators saw that coming, and they put it into the provisions that their clerks did not have to put their name on the license. So they set us up. I feel like our town was targeted for this clash of cultures and morality or whatever. And, of course, I've been targeted too, but without going into a lot of details on that. So it was just kind of weird. The power went out on me this morning while I'm doing a little extended local origination perspectives on a lot of this. And, of course, I've been playing things because I caught, James Corbett and the Adapt 2030 guy. I caught some of these guys being interviewed on Republic Broadcasting, and the producer got a message through, and they said, sure, you can use their stuff. So all during this COVID thing, I've been airing the on our cable access channel. Basically, the FCC's busted us down to basically cable access only, so we're being deplatformed in so many ways. But the alternative perspectives, in addition to the governor's address every day, I've been playing some of the things that have been banned or downranked or disappeared from the internet. I had somebody call me up and thank me that had been kicked out of a certain medical school, had a 4.0 GPA, but because they knew that he was anti-vax, they basically said, look, we don't want your kind around here, and kicked him out of medical school, basically, without getting any more specific. They might be able to figure out who I'm talking about. But this particular medical professional school is having trouble maintaining their credibility, or what do you call it, credentials. And they kicked out a 4.0 guy because he didn't agree with vaccine science. I mean, that just tells you that the scientific community is just as prone to being blinded by the idolatry of mammon as any other sector of society. You know, handed over to a reprobate mind for worrying about the sophistry of the weird science of vaccines. You know, they can't, that is kind of weird. That's not the only, and I wouldn't have given him a lot of credibility necessarily without proof, unless I already had somebody else that I personally know that had a similar situation in that same school. What is it Hosea says? Make a chain for the land is full of bloody crimes. I don't think we're there yet, but if we don't actively,
I don't know,
stand against this,
yeah,
you know, he'll start over with a new remnant. We don't know what time it is. Is it the last days or not? I have to wonder, what's the strong delusion, and who are the Jews that say they are Jews if they are not, if these are not the last days? or if they are the last days, you should be able to point to somebody that's a little less obvious than Gene Simmons and Sammy Davis Jr. And I think if we're under a strong delusion, who are the Jews that say they're Jews but are not? Would it be those claimed Levites that wanted to sacrifice a lamb this spring? And Corona stopped that, so, right? Corona stopped mass gatherings. These guys, they're pharisaical to the point to where I think they used a crane to set up their altar so that they wouldn't have to set foot on top of Temple Mount because they're ritually defiled. Did you catch all that? They got an altar. Yeah, they got an altar set up there, and they did it with a crane. So that I guess some of them that are consider themselves unable to set foot on Temple Mount wouldn't have to. And then Corona stopped the mass gathering. So they still did sacrifice a lamb, though. So they're trying to turn back to the shadow. They're rejecting the Messiah, and our president's facilitating that. Are they going to do something for Yom Kippur? That's what I'm wondering. What could be next? Have you read the story about Julius the Apostate from 363 A.D., where he tried to obsolete the Galilean religion?
I don't think so.
Right. It's one of those critical things in Christian history that when I found out about it, I was like, wow, here's five separate accounts, one of which is an atheist, talking about this guy. He hated Constantine for saddling the Roman Empire with Christianity. He wanted to make it obsolete, so he tried to find remnants of the Sanhedrin that claimed priestly authority and got a bunch of people to go back and try to rebuild the temple in 363 A.D. One calamity after another hit them as he tried to rebuild the temple. There's earthquakes, there's tempests or tornadoes, storms, massive deluges, I don't know what all, but when he tried to dig up the foundation stones for the temple, fire came up out of the earth, and that's what ran off the workers he'd hired, and he had to give up. So he went on to, he thought he could obsolete Christianity by rebuilding the temple and restarting the daily sacrifices and all that. So the Christians of before the Herodian temple was destroyed could point and say, what difference does it make if your Messiah is resurrected? Everything continues as before, because they went back and started all the daily sacrificing again. But after 70 A.D., not one stone was left upon another. And there's so many, when I've been growing up, the late great Planet Earth, Hal Lindsey, and all these book salesmen, basically, and now the Christians United for Israel, which are probably such a significant force in Texas, you have to kowtow to them to get elected. John Hagee crowd and whoever. I think there's a guy in Alabama that's been raising red heifers for 20 years trying to find a flawless red heifer so they can sacrifice it at the gate for a new temple or something. So he's trying to facilitate a new temple to be built to turn back to the shadow of the Antichrist, because they're rejecting Christ. They're rejecting the resurrection in favor of some kind of earthly kingdom. And that's what he was. He was not offering. He wasn't offering to vanquish the Roman occupation. I mean, he said that. Is it greater for you to say rise and walk, or to say your sins are forgiven? And yep. As a demonstration, he got the guy up and made him walk off that was crippled. But so that's one point I'm getting at is all these book salesmen kept pointing to the Wailing Wall, the Western Wall, which was probably part of a fort. And they found coins underneath of that wall, part of it, that was a Roman bath, and the coins date to after 70 A.D., so that wall does not fulfill the suspension of the 70th week of Daniel for not one stone left upon another. There's no stones left upon another for the original temple. That heavens and earth passed away.
Yeah,
Who's teaching this? All right. Thanks for taking my call.
We're headed into a break. Thanks, Mike. Much appreciated. As always, stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it.
Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn, you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast this Thursday, August 27th, 2020. To summarize, I mean, I would appeal to common sense and decency, the common sense and decency in us all. But like my mom used to say, you know, common sense ain't too common these days, all the more so now. But I would appeal to the common sense and decency in us all to perhaps, you know, if you feel so compelled to establish an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances and not succumb to the stupidity corresponding to the strong upsurge of power in the public sphere, as Bonhoeffer put it. And it's difficult. You know, the cultural Marxists in our midst have for generations now been engineering deranged and disturbed personalities and personality disorders, like the kinds of things that, you know, Mike in Kentucky and I were just talking about. And then this is being flipped in psychological projection fashion, you know, the dark triad personality traits, narcissism, psychopathy, and Machiavellianism are ascribed to those who would dare, you know, like Mike pointed out, James Corbett's recent video, Only Sociopaths Reject the New Normal. So, you know, I mentioned a couple of articles. There have been several others, but this kind of personality disorder and disturbance has been engineered for generations now by the cultural Marxists in our midst at the highest levels of academia. So, I mean, who's going to object to that or believe that, no, that could never happen? But it has been. Remember the recent interview of Candace Owens and Dinesh D'Souza? They talked about that. And that derangement and disturbance is part and parcel to the work of the hierarchy. So that's what's happening. Anyway, I would appeal to common sense and decency. Let's not normalize rape culture and the victimization of children. It's not a good thing, obviously, which goes without saying. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.